This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to get started with the Senate Transportation Committee. I would like to remind everybody, and I'll check my own, that take your seats if you're here. Make sure your cell phones are on vibrate or off if you can. If you wish to testify, that you would sign legibly in the back of the room. Be sure that if anybody has any handouts, that they distribute them to the pages to give out. And at this time, I'd ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senators Castleberry?
Here.
Foster?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
Russell? Excused. Soholt? Excused. Blair?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
There is a quorum.
Okay, if there's a quorum, I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting. Been moved by Senator Moreau. Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Castleberry. Those in favor of approving the minutes will say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. That motion's approved. This time we'd like to ask the pages if you would introduce yourselves and tell us your dreams and plans.
My name's Brooklyn Swenson. I'm from Woonsocket, and in the fall I'll be attending Lake Area for aviation maintenance.
Good morning. My name is Claire St. Pierre. I am from Hayti, South Dakota, and I plan on attending Lake Area Tech as well, except I will be going for cosmetology.
Thank you very much. I think that's everybody. Now we'll move to consideration of bills. We have two bills that we're hearing today. First, we'll be looking at Senate Bill number 52. Senate Bill number 52, we'll act on that. And I'll take proponent testimony at this time.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Transportation Committee. Ernie Otten here out of District 6, which is T, Lenox, Harrisburg, and Southern Sioux Falls. This summer, or actually maybe if it was in the early spring, Representative Mills had set up a transportation meeting that we had, and we were actually looking at the W plates, and that is where this idea actually stemmed from. We've had a variety of issues on the W plates, and so my first original thought was I wanted to take the Great Steel of South Dakota and put it to the left-hand side of the W, filling in that void area. As I left the meeting, and the more I thought about it, the more I thought, well, that is actually defacing the Great Seal of South Dakota. So I tossed that idea out. As the summer progressed, my love for the Great Seal of South Dakota is very high. I love that seal. And then as we started thinking about it, we're always funds short in transportation itself. My original thought was as I wanted to put it into the bridge fund, but the way SB 1 had been set up, it's got to go into the general and then it's back flushed into it. So I decided then I would go another route and try to raise some dollars for extra bridges and maybe a culvert or actually some of our roads. So I decided that I would bring this legislation to actually bring an emblem for that specialty plate that you would be able to purchase. You'd be able to purchase at the courthouse for $50. That $50 slides into our transportation fund, and it would bring a few bucks, and I might be able to get the Great Seal of South Dakota on my license plate. So that is its total genesis, and that is actually the simplicity of the bill itself. The bill structure had to be as such because we do have laws that protect the Great Seal of South Dakota, and so we had to write in statute to allow us to be able to shift that and put that emblem on a plate. So with that, Yes, I will sit down.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents for Senate Bill 52? Any other proponents? No more proponents. Are there any opponents for Senate Bill 52? Any opponents? Senator Otten, I think you're right. You didn't draw a big crowd, so that's a good deal today. seeing none, are there any questions from the committee? Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Of course, it's a question for the prime sponsor. No, let's pick somebody out of the audience. Let's just go with some random person and start asking questions. Supportive of the concept, and perhaps you're going to get into this in SB 69 of some of the specialty plate dialogue that we've been having and some of the difficulties. So do you feel that, and this is going to be kind of a weird question for the listeners because it's connecting 2 years of legislative policy work. And I know that you've been really involved in trying to come to solution on the other plates. Do you feel that this plate will end up being more difficult because of the proliferation of specialty plates and the difficulties we're having with the stickers and the framework and all that business? Or do you feel this is in concert with where we're headed just overall? Because I'm supportive of your idea. It's just in the transaction of how we implement.
Mr. Chairman, the answer to that, of course, and to our listeners is yes. This has been an ongoing dilemma for 2 years. The original draft of the steel, the Great Seal, and actually the next bill would be taken up would be SB 69. That was originally part of that structure. When I started questioning it, we decided that they should be separate in themselves. So the second part of this will fill in that, and I guess I can keep the people in suspense. There is actually a piece of third legislation that will be dropped into the system very soon, trying to fulfill all that. Can I have some latitude, Mr. Chair, and I'll step into...
Yes, Senator Otten. Yes, go, please.
One of the things that came out of the spring... I believe it was in the spring that Department of Revenue actually had brought up would be actually part of 69. And my feeling when I looked at 69, and I have not talked to any law enforcement officer and whatnot, but it was a class one misdemeanor. And so if you did something that was to make fun or make light of or... destroy a plate. That's a class one misdemeanor. And principally, class one is they could handcuff you on the spot and take you to jail, and then you would have to leave your vehicle right on the side of the road. So we wanted to move that actually to a class two, which is a fine and jail time if the judge had wanted it. The other piece that will be coming up later will actually take the W plate, and my idea is off the side of the W, to be the left-hand side, there will actually be a little imprintation saying that the approved emblem goes here. So that is slid there. Now the W itself plate, I will back up. When we started this, and I'm sure there might even be some people listening, if you, wherever you were in the Sioux Falls metro area, if you were stopped and I drove by and I saw a W plate, I hopped out and I asked, why are you putting a W on there? And do you understand that there's supposed to be, that's actually an emblem plate that you're, a specialty plate. Number one reason, I'm a hunter and I can't find any hunting if I've got a number one on my plate. Okay, I can understand that. The number two reason was actually I like the look of the plate. Well, with the rest of the legislation that is following, I believe that we can solve all that problem and not eliminate the W plate. And that was one of my biggest fears is, and there's, as you well know, that there's a lot of conversation throughout the Capitol of that we just need to eliminate that because people aren't using it for what it was designed for. And so I think that these three pieces of legislation may get us to where we want to go or where I'd like to go. So it's a long dancing ball, but that's where I'm coming from.
Any follow-up, Senator Soholt?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Do we have any questions? If not, we'll move on to committee action and or discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Soholt.
I would move to pass Senate Bill 52.
Motion's been made to do pass. Senate Bill number 52 by Senator Soholt. Is there a second?
Second.
They've been seconded by Senator Castleberry. At this time, we'll entertain discussion. Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I just really appreciate Senator Otten's hard work on this issue. He spent a considerable amount of time in the interim, and we're going to hear, you know, these other bills that really go along with it. So this is just offering a specialty plate for people who are proud of South Dakota and not necessarily part of one particular carve-out group for which the specialty plates now exist. And so I think it's great.
Any further discussion? Any further discussion? No further discussion. We'll vote on the do pass recommendation, a motion and second for Senate Bill 52. Will the clerk call the roll?
Senators Castleberry?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Russell's excused. Soholt?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Blair?
Aye.
The vote's unanimous.
Okay, the vote was unanimous. Senate Bill 52 goes on to the floor. Unless there's opposition, we'll put that on the consent calendar. Is that fine? No opposition to that? We'll move on to the SARA certifies that the bill has no opposition and will now go to the floor on the consent calendar. Now we'll consider Senate Bill number 62. Or 69, sorry, I think you corrected. Number Senate Bill number 69, you're supposed to do that for me.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and
yeah.
Senate Transportation. This is, as we alluded to before, this is going to remove our Class 1 to a Class 2 misdemeanor. And so that you are, now that I've got my notes in front of me, Class 1 misdemeanor is a one-year imprisonment in the county jail or a $2,000 fine or both. Class 2 is a misdemeanor, is 30-day imposition in jail, the county jail, and a $500 fine or both. And then that is brought down to the court level on how the judge wishes to adjudicate that. This was the other mechanism out of our other bill that I thought needed just to be, it was actually confusing me when I read the original bill itself, and so we pulled it out and made it a separate bill. As you can tell, I really packed in Department of Safety and everybody else. It was something that I had nobody had any qualms over, and so with that, that's where we are with that one.
Are there any other proponents for Senate Bill 69? Any proponents for Senate Bill 69? Are there any opponents for Senate Bill 69? Any opponents? At this time, we will open it up for questions from the committee. Any questions from the committee? Did a very good job. Okay, at this time, we will consider action and discussion on Senate Bill 69.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Soholt.
I would move to pass Senate Bill 69.
Senator Soholt. Move to pass Senate Bill 69. Senator Foster seconded that motion. Are there any comments, Senator Soholt?
I just want to again thank Senator Otten for really thinking this through and thinking about the penalty in relationship to this and having it be more just and fair. And also that there is another bill that's coming in the system to help sort out some of the issues that we had overall on specialty plates. I think that's going to strengthen the system. And another good bill.
Any other discussion? I love these meetings when they go this way. It's awesome. Very good bill. I'm going to comment, too. Two good bills, and I think it's very well thought out. At this time, the Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Castleberry?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Russell's excused. Soholt?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Blair?
Aye.
The vote's unanimous.
Okay, the vote was unanimous. Senate Bill 69 has passed. Unless there's opposition, the chair certifies the bill. We'll now go on the consent calendar and go to the floor. We don't have any messages, and so at this time, I'll remind, nobody has binders anymore. I don't have to remind you to leave binders. So is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Session is adjourned.